Hey, what's going on, family? What is going on? How you doing? And of course, welcome to His and Her Take.
Hi.
I'm Cash again.
And I'm Kira.
And of course, this is going to be a great show. Are you ready?
I'm ready. You all ready?
Right. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. So my wife sent me this clip and we wanted to have a conversation about it. And so Anthony O'Neill, he's just talking about some dating experience that he had.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play a little clip of it, and then we're going to come back and we're going to give you his and her take.
Check this out. I already have a video out talking about a young lady who wouldn't date me because I don't have a credit score. And I'm not going after ladies. Let me say this right now. But I do have a problem when young ladies try to play your boy. Like, what in the world? So you guys know me. I budget. I budget every single month. At the end of the month, I always, you know, list in my cash flow. Then I also put out what I have going out. Inside of my budget, because I am a single man and I'm dating for a purpose, for marriage, you know, I do have a line item for dates. That line item is not a lot. I'm not going to give you the particular number, but it's not that much. So about a few months ago, I took this young lady out. We went out to dinner. She texted me. She says, hey, first date was cool, but can we go to this particular restaurant next weekend? I didn't respond because I wanted to go home and check my budget and make sure that, okay, I can afford it inside of my budget. So when I go home, I realize it's gonna take me over that particular line item in my budget for dating. So I asked myself, all right, do I tell her the truth? Like, I was thinking about just lying, y'all, to be real. I was gonna be like, can't go, I'm busy. But then, you know what? The Holy Spirit said, no, don't lie. Show her the caliber of man that you are. So I sent her a text message that says, hey, unfortunately, I can take you out next weekend, but I can't take you to this particular restaurant because if I do, this will take me over my dating budget for the month. I would be more than happy to budget this in for next month if we are still dating. So I send it, and I got an iPhone. And then on the iPhone, y'all know how it happens. When they start typing, that big old bubble come up with a dot, dot, dot. I'm thinking like, okay, cool, we good. Then the dot, dot, dot goes away, and nothing comes in. And I'm sitting there, I'm emotional, like, dang, did I just play myself? Dang, did she just play me? Y'all, she didn't text me for 2 months. She didn't return a phone call. She ain't do nothing. And I'm sitting here like, well, what the heck? How is she going to sit here and say, you know what? I can't respond to that because a man's going to stick to his budget. That's sad. So she seen me on a particular national show. Ain't going to say who, but she seen me on TV. She sends me a text message and she says, hey, just seen you on such and such. How are you? What about that date? I started typing and I really wasn't typing nothing. I just wanted her to see the dot, dot, dot. And I didn't hit send. Because here's the thing. You can't play me and then honestly think I'm going to come back to you after you've done me like that. What's the whole purpose of this story? My vision for my life and for my money, because I stuck to it, it actually blocked me from dating a particular young lady that probably wasn't healthy for me. So to anyone who's out there dating, when you have a budget, you stick to that budget. Your plan is your pathway to your future. You stick to that plan. You stick to the vision. Where there is no vision, that's where people perish. And I believe when we just go out there and just spin and just spin and let people manipulate us into changing our plan and our vision for our life, things happen. I could have took it to the restaurant. Honestly, I could have took it that next weekend, but I didn't want to change my budget around because at the end of the day, that's what I said I'm going to do. Yo, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill. Let me ask you this question. Was I wrong to not respond to her when she didn't respond to me? Like, I honestly want your opinion. Or was I even wrong to not even take her to that restaurant because it wasn't in my budget? Comment below. Let me know. Don't worry about hurting my feelings. If you think I should have took her, tell me. If you think I shouldn't have, tell your boy. Yo, I'm gonna see you on the next video. Peace out.
All right. And of course, that was a fully loaded video from Anthony O'Neill. And wow, it's a lot of things in there that we can talk about. A lot of things we can dive into. Mm-hmm. But what did you get out of it? What do you want to start off with?
Well, I think when I first listened to him, my initial reaction was, you know what? The scope of dating, I think, is going to change so much because of the pandemic, and also because of what challenges millennials face. Okay, I think in the past it's like, okay, if someone wants to date me, well, not me, But I think women in general in the past was like, okay, you expected them to take you to a nice restaurant. Right. You expected them to show you, you know, what they're made of, so to speak. You wanted them to make a good impression,
right?
And so a part of that impression was, okay, the type of place he took you, you know, whether even if you started off with the movies 1 week, you're looking forward to a different type of experience, maybe the next week or maybe in another 2 weeks or so to speak, you know? Mm-hmm. But today's young adult, we want to, or they want to achieve so much,
yeah,
because the ropes have been tied kind of so tight in terms of how fast you can achieve a certain thing, right? And so if you come across someone that is a potential suitor, that's the right word, right? Suitor.
Yeah.
I think you should want to hear in today's time the fact that this person has a plan, this person has a budget, and they can talk to you about their dreams and vision. And if this person could potentially be a spouse, you know, later on, then you know this person isn't flying by the seat of their pants. They let you know that from day one. And I think that should be one of the qualities today's females look for, you know. Or, I mean, there's still females from that time. I don't want to make them sound old.
They're
not married or anything, but they lived through that time. Now they're living through this time, and the financial scope has changed so much. I think this is something now that women need to be open to, mm-hmm, and not think that, okay, oh, he's cheap,
right?
or he doesn't know how to wine and dine a lady or whatever. I'm not saying he should take you to some crappy spot,
right?
But if it takes you someplace reasonable, you know, the whole idea you're really dating is to get to know someone anyway.
Yeah.
So I think, like, if you are looking to see how much money they're spending, mm-hmm, I think you're kind of looking at the wrong thing for going off, and you're kind of sending the wrong message.
Right.
I don't know. What say you?
And, you know, I think it brings about a lot of different topics. You know, I think the first thing is that, you know, when you think about everything that's going on right now in the world at large, you know, we're facing a pandemic. And obviously this was a few months ago, so this probably was before COVID-19. But, you know, regardless of that, you know, there's a lot of unemployment. You know, there's a lot of persons who are looking to bring in additional source of income because, you know, there's always more month at the end of the money. And so, you know, persons are really being more stringent on how they spend their money, trying to be better stewards. And so, you know, the budgeting thing is something that is not a new thing, but I think persons are being more mindful of it. And of course, if persons listen to Anthony O'Neill outside of this video, they would have known that he's a part of the Dave Ramsey team. And Dave Ramsey, you know, pretty much brought the whole idea of the baby steps. And so budgeting is really a part of what Dave Ramsey and his team is all about. And they have cost a lot of people to be able to be debt free using the baby steps, using tools like budgeting. And so you can tell that he has his vision for his life together. And if you were to become his wife, obviously he wants his life to look a certain way. And so, you know, the quote goes, you have to do the things today that your future self is going to be proud of tomorrow. And so I think that's really, you know, where his mind was. And I think any guy wants to be able to splurge and wants to be able to you know, do awesome things for somebody that they're interested in. But one, we have to see if it even gets that far, right? We have to see if it's going to go to a fourth, a fifth date, if we're going to be dating for 5 to 6 to a year later. And then two, I have to know that you're with me for the right reasons, you know? And so all of that is able to be done through the dating process. And I have to make sure that I stick to my guns, which is, in his case, the budget, and making sure that I do what's necessary so I can accomplish my dreams And so I could be better for that person that I end up with. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, very important. And you know, like he said, you know, he kind of dodged a bullet right there because he might have been with the wrong one. But, you know, you know, that's just how it ended up working out for him.
Yeah. And I think as a female, too, I think it's so tacky for you.
Talk about it.
I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong for saying it like this, right? But I think it's tacky for you to, after you went out on a date for the first time with this guy, for you to come back and message to say, well, hey, I want to go to this. I guess it was a more upscale place.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Than the first place. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you coming off like you trying to use the dude mm-hmm. for a meal ticket.
Right,
like
right.
You couldn't feed yourself. you couldn't take yourself to this restaurant before you met him. Like you couldn't pay for this. You coming off real hungry and thirsty.
Right.
And I think for a particular type of gentleman, that is a turn off. Mm-hmm. You know, some gentlemen may want to rise to that occasion and show off their money or whatever. Right. I don't know. Okay, you may be dating an NBA player or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they could. Their money kind of long, I guess.
Yeah.
They could afford to show off how much money they can spend. But at the end of the day, you don't know if that's going to be a valuable relationship. You don't even know if you just won among 20 girls.
Right, right, right.
You know, so I guess let's just bring it back down to average, the average gentleman. Not that there's anything wrong with that, okay?
Right.
So I think as a female in today's economy, I think we have to... You have to prioritize as a woman. And if you meet a gentleman that is talking this kind of language, you should want to learn something. Don't be out here trying to get a belly full. Don't be out here just trying to say, well, girl, he took me to this place and that place. I'm going to see where else he can take me. You know, see, I think men, too, have evolved in the fact that they don't want to be taken for a ride anymore.
Right. That's very important.
They don't want to be suckered. And they want to be respected because they are trying to make themselves a respectable citizen.
Right.
I don't know. They're trying to make themselves key players in the economy. They're trying to grow to amass certain things, you know. And so you have to. I think show yourself too.
Yeah.
Show what you're trying to do to be better also.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to the fact of, you know, what are you bringing to the relationship? You know, what they say, if it's not adding, then it's subtracting. And so if we come together, what are we going to be able to do together? What are we going to be able to accomplish together?
Yeah.
And I think when you look at this particular situation, and then, you know, just relationships in general, if we're able to accomplish some amazing things separate, then imagine what we could do when we come together. You know, you look at the story of the former president, Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama. And, you know, she has this quote and said, you know, that if she had dated anybody else, that he would have been the president of the United States. And she, you know, she's just saying mm-hmm. that she has that ability and she has, you know, all that thing within her to be able to make and help to build whatever man she would have ended up with mm-hmm. and help him get to the highest pinnacle. Mm-hmm. And of course, Michelle Obama is well-educated, well-learned, you know, really top of the top. And so when they came together, you know, they just rose to the top. And I mean, loved and adored by so many people. And so that's what's possible when both of us come together and we have already did the discipline. You know, we have already come to a place where you are disciplined and then we could be able to be disciplined together. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times persons would get married or they would get in a serious relationship, but they haven't learned the principles of being disciplined. They haven't mm-hmm. learned the principles of sacrifice. They haven't learned the principles of dying to their flesh or dying to their wants to be able to make the marriage work for the needs. Mm-hmm. And that's so important that, you know, if we're able to do the hard things mm-hmm. in a dating part, then it's going to be a little bit more easier in the marriage aspect.
Mm-hmm. I think what you said was so important too, speaking about Michelle Obama, in that if she was a different type of woman,
right,
Barack Obama's political career look like? Would he have ever risen to be the president of the United States? And I guess maybe too you can say that if that was his goal and Michelle Obama didn't really meet that criteria, he may not have been with her either. You know, and
goes both ways.
Because I watched not all of the documentary, but part of the documentary on Netflix, Becoming Michelle Obama, or I think it's just called Becoming. She talked about how when she met him, she quickly realized that she needed to kind of evolve in a way to sort of be his equal. If I'm quoting her, I'm not trying to quote her exactly, but something along that line, she said, because meeting him made her want to pull her socks up some more. Wow. Let me say that. Okay? And so whilst we talk about demonstrating that I guess that power yourself, I think it brings me back to that first point where I said that if you as a woman meet a man and he's talking a certain type of language that you've never heard before, but it makes you look at your life, then I think you should take advantage of that. In that aspect, not trying to take advantage of his money or, you know, whatever, but take advantage of, hey, even though this may not be someone you may marry, but this is an opportunity to learn from someone whose mindset has been different from you, rather than just saying, okay, let me just take this date, this time of dating for a free ride.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think it goes back to, you know, that phrase, the iron sharpens iron. You know, as we come together and we start to build something in a relationship, you know, we can begin to build something, or rather we can build on something. If we have navigated the waters that's necessary in singleness. And I think sometimes, you know, persons want to rush out of singleness, but singleness is a great time to be able to build a firm foundation for your life. To be able to kind of, you know, go through all the crap and get some stuff figured out, get some things sorted out. And so when you actually meet that person, you're more so of a whole, rather than, you know, still trying to find yourself and still trying to build yourself up. And then, of course, you could be in a better place financially, spiritually, emotionally, to be able to take on all the aspects of relationships, because it's so deep, it's so vast, there's so many components to it. And, you know, a lot of persons get into relationships broken, you know, not all the way together. And, you know, it's through the relationship that they have to, sometimes they come into the relationship with the baggage, and then, you know, the relationship has to go through those waters. Some people make it through and some people don't, because their baggage is just so much. Or even if they continue and they get married or whatever, that baggage kind of follows them until eventually they either get rid of the baggage or it ends in divorce. And so it's so very important that we take time and do what's necessary to be well equipped for when the time comes.
And I guess as we're getting ready to wrap up, definitely, if you are a person that has a vision or goal for your life, don't let the fact that you want to date somebody be your downfall. Because the minute you let the wrong person into your gates, that could be that person's influence for some reason. We don't know how it happens, but that person's influence for some reason may really, really get you off course. And that is what you don't want. But, you know, you may say, well, I'm not that weak, you know, to just let somebody, you know, derail me from my vision. But it has happened. And so I guess I'm just encouraging you to stay strong in that vision. Stay strong on that budget.
Yeah.
Like, don't let anybody make you feel like, whether it's a man or woman, you know, don't let anybody make you feel like you're less than because you have a strategy. You know, you have a budget, you have a financial plan. Everybody isn't out there making it rain. Everybody isn't out there throwing it up, right. You know, purchasing the most expensive thing on the market. Like, no, people are here trying to achieve real things because real things happening out here.
Yeah.
There will come a day when you're going to wake up and it's like, whoa, I'm not 20 anymore. Definitely ain't 18. You know, the party doesn't, it ain't much of a party no more, you know? And so whilst things are good, whilst you have an opportunity, whilst you have this window, do what you got to do. And hey, hold on. He did ask if we thought he was wrong.
Right.
For not responding to her. He asked a couple of questions, but that's the one I remembered. Mm-hmm. But I will say this one, that part. I think he still could have showed her a little bit better by responding to her. Mm-hmm. And even if she, although she asked for that other date, he could have still respectfully say, hey, I don't think it's going to work out, but, you know, God bless you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't answer her back. It's just
Pettyville.
I wouldn't have answered her back. Nope. We live in Pettyville. We live in the shady tree. That's what it's going to be. No, she did it to him. And so he had every right to do it back to her. And of course, you know, that's not the way we should live. But, you know, I understand because, hey, they wasn't married. They was in no long-term relationship. That's someone he met. And so, hey, you know, all is fair, as they say, in love and war. Well, that wraps it up for this first edition of His and Her Take. And, of course, great reaction to dating on a budget gone wrong. And, of course, hey, we had a great one. We look forward to you listening to this on your favorite podcast site or being able to watch it on YouTube as well. His and Her Take. All right. So stick in tune and, of course, be a part of more reaction videos and more conversations. For His and Her Take, I'm Cash again.
I'm Kira.
We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.